Dr. Larson.
Well, I think the response to this question really comes in two phases. One has to do with training, and the other one has to do with funding. Particularly, I think we need to do a little better job, and in some cases a lot better job, in our in-service training of teachers who are currently in the profession. But we also need to be concerned about the training of teachers who are coming up through the ranks, who are preparing to be teachers, in our pre-service training. We have a real obligation to help them to prepare for the technology that they'll be encountering in their schools. The second area that I think that is part of the response to that question has to do with funding. We find as we go across the country that many schools have allocated funds for the acquisition of new technologies, but they've never allocated any funds for the training of teachers to use those new technologies. So I would have maybe four or five recommendations that I would suggest for the profession. Number one, that schools and universities implement regularly scheduled training sessions to train their in-service teachers at times that are convenient and accessible to those teachers. I think also I would recommend that there be appropriate recognition and encouragement for participation by the teachers in these programs, some kind of perhaps release time or other initiatives that could be established to help encourage them to participate in these training programs. I think another recommendation would be that we encourage teachers to keep current on the technologies once they've received their initial training. We need to maintain a high level of expertise with these technologies as they do change. Another recommendation is I think schools and particularly administrators should key on this suggestion, and that is that there be a line item budget in the university's budget that addresses training for the new technologies. And then the last recommendation I would make has to do with recognition and rewards for participating in the development and the creation of new software or technological applications, even to the extent that these recognitions or rewards ought to have to do with the tenure process, as long as the software or the technological application has gone through the review process that our articles do for the referee journals. But I think that would greatly enhance the participation and the learning of how to use these technologies.
Thank you very much.